Hi guys, you are listening to a girl from a small town west of the Mississippi. Welcome to In My Own World and Mine. Happy New Year, guys. Welcome to In My Own World and Mine. We are 14 days into the new year. You would have think 2021 would be on a steady path. I know we're all like on pins and needles because we all remember what happened last year in January, but we don't want to relive the past. However, 6 days into the new year, there was complete chaos. I mean, we've seen it continuously every single day, all day, ever since January 6th. And that was the insurrection that occurred at the U.S. Capitol in D.C. Now, me as someone that was prior military, that signed her name on the dotted line, that raised the right hand, you know, swore to protect and defend the United States Constitution, right? So, and within that text, a part of that defending is to get against not only foreign, but domestic terrorists. And we've seen over the last few decades who these domestic terrorists are, right? But I think on January the 6th, it was just unbelievable. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable. But I think what has really kind of, I guess, made me feel a certain way is that how people are continuously trying to compare the insurrection to a Black Lives Matter protest. And every time someone brings up Black Lives Matter protest, or if you read a comment, they always want to talk about, oh, well, no one said anything about the looting, the rioting, the burning of the buildings and stuff like that. But yet I had to tell someone on the post, I said, okay, if that's all you can bring up, can you tell us a time where you've seen them storm a Capitol building? Scene where they literally broke glass on people. They bombarded themselves. You know what I'm saying? I said, the whole fact that the looting and things like that, I was like, first of all, look at the reason. What was the reason as to why Black Lives Matter without their protesting? Everybody know at a protest, you have those that are there to convey their message in peaceful protest. Then you have those that just want to come and start shit. And then you simply have those that want to take shit. Everybody knows there are about 3 to 4, possibly even more, different type of people that come to rallies, that come to demonstrations and things like that. But what occurred on January the 6th was something that we have not seen ever in our decade. What happened on January the 6th is what starts civil wars. But instead, if a civil war to start, it wouldn't be about the South not feeling that their voice is heard, or about slavery and how the South was prevented from expanding it to the West. This is about a group of people that are very upset that their candidate didn't win. And because their candidate and his constituents have put out this literally propaganda to basically say that the election was rigged, so therefore all those millions of followers believe exactly what someone else said. And I think I questioned someone and I was like, okay, why all of a sudden this election that the system was rigged? And I take an insult to it, because it's like, so you guys mean to tell me that because minorities, specifically Black Americans, actually got out and voted in these little small pockets and districts in their state, that all of a sudden the systems was rigged? What was it to gain? You know, what was there to gain? And I don't think people really understand that. No one really necessarily want Joe Biden to be president. A lot of people don't. A lot of people do. However, it's almost like a lot of people was going like, oh, you have to pick the lesser of the two evils. But the thing is, people were tired of Trump's rhetoric. You know, people didn't care about any policies that he may have put out. No one cared about all the executive orders that he signed and things like that. People paid more attention to what he said on Twitter, to how he talked in press conferences. And that was enough for everybody to be like, you know what? He gotta go. He's a dangerous man. He has no filter. He says whatever he wants to say, and it doesn't matter how other people feel when he say it. I feel like when you're a leader, just like if you are a CEO or manager of a store, it doesn't matter, big or small. But if when you're in a leadership role, despite how you feel about the circumstances around you, about your organization, your culture, and everything like that. One, if you don't like your culture, then you change it. But two, when you are at the top like that, you're supposed to be a representative of every single American. You cannot take sides, even though sometimes it happens because things, policies and laws that get passed for certain groups. And typically that's because those groups have been marginalized for decades, possibly even centuries. So you have to move the mark forward. You have to get everybody on the same page. Equality, we are progressing. It's 2021. You have to progress. No one is living how they were living 50, 60 years ago. And a lot of minorities in the country don't want to go back to that. And that's what Trump was reminding people of, what a lot of people, air quotes, call the good days, which was literally the 50s. But the 50s may have been peaceful for one demographic, but every other minority group was affected by the 50s. Black Americans couldn't vote. I think Chinese Americans were, I think the Exclusion Act affected them, so they had no rights. You know, Native Americans were still being treated as how they've been treated since they came over here. And I'm not sure how Arab Americans and Southeast Asians were treated as well. But even I know when I was taking a class how they were treated in the islands during that time. So things are pretty much the same across the board. I know I'm not trying to blabber or nothing like that, but I just think that in order to lead a nation that's supposed to be a superpower, the nation that every other country looks up to, you have to set an example. And you cannot go on a temper tantrum because you lost. And then you going on the tantrum not actually realizing what were the measures in which you lost. It wasn't the system. It was you. You know, but I just think it's crazy. And that was the one day where a lot of posts were saying how Black Americans need to stay home. Don't nobody go out there and protest because this wasn't about us. And this was probably one situation that did not involve us, even though you have people that support, you have a lot of people from various backgrounds that are Democratic, there are Democrats that are Republicans, you have a lot of people of color that voted for Trump, a lot of people of color that didn't vote for Biden, and you know, and that's your personal choice. You have the right to vote for anyone you feel who is a representation of your values, your ideals, and who you think will be on your side, you know. So, but this is, I would personally say, I was kind of very excited that Black Lives Matter, no protesters came out, because this simply wasn't something that really pertained to us. This was a system fighting against a system. And I think the irony of the whole thing is that people are upset with the system that they themselves put in place. But because it did not benefit you, you hooping and hollering. I mean, and it's just, I mean, there's no words to really describe it and things like that. But I think a lot of this stuff as well has, because we've been so focused on the election, that we've literally kind of almost forgotten about George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, you know, those individuals that were played a part in those deaths, you know. So I just think it's very important for us to not get so sidetracked and get so caught up on what's the real issue. And so earlier today, I was on Facebook and I read someone comment, and they was just talking about how the whole impeachment thing for Trump, like they don't understand what the purpose of it, and they feel like it's pointless, but they need to try to combat white supremacy. And I said to them, I was like, well, on their comment, I was just like, you have to set a precedence, because the person also said they didn't believe in a precedence, in presidents or whatever. But I'm like, you have to set a precedence to show and to display to others that, hey, this type of behavior will not be tolerated. As well as, if there is something in the Constitution that forbids or prohibits a person from doing some of the things that they do, then you, as a part of the fabric of the Constitution, those that are here to uphold it, you're supposed to act on it. You're supposed to act on it. What transpired on January the 6th is not something that we all should have been like, oh, okay, wow, that's crazy. Well, good night, y'all. Well, we ain't gonna worry about it. They'll work themselves out. No, some action has to be taking place. But also in that post, I said, to address the whole white supremacy thing, I was like, the best analogy I can give you when it pertains to white supremacy is a fallen tree in the forest. You can't just load the whole tree up and carry it out the forest without causing destruction to the trees around them. So what do you have to do? You have to cut up the tree and move the tree and such. However, there's components of that tree that is still left in the forest. Those components provide nutrients to the soil, as well as they protect the chain, or they protect the ground when the chain rig is dragging the tree out. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is part of that tree is still there in that forest. And so that was to say that, hey, white supremacy is such a bigger type issue. It isn't one of those issues where you're going to be able to tackle it right now. You are asking a system to fix a problem in which those within the system actually benefit from it. So why would I get rid of something that I can no longer benefit, or something that provides me privilege? You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. It's the fabric. It is the fabric. It's what make it is like nutrients. It is like water being absorbed through the soil, through the ground. You know, it's like the sunlight beaming. White supremacy, in my opinion, it nurtures a lot of people. It sets them apart from other people. Divides the rich from the poor. You know, it's just, I think, you know, sometimes you have to take baby steps. I mean, we've come a long way. We've come a long way over the last 400 years, 200 years, even 50 some years, and things take time. You know, I always tell my children, I was like, I probably never see it in my lifetime, some of the things I wish that I could occur now. But I believe my children's children and probably their children will be the generation in which the world will start to slowly start to evolve and really accept and embrace individuals from different walks of life and different backgrounds. And that may be the time where America actually embodies the word equality, inclusiveness, diversity. But you know, we'll see it. I know the FBI got a lot of intel about some things that's supposed to be occurring on January 20, which is inauguration day. So I mean, right now this is quite a scary time. You know, I try not to watch the news so much, because the news will in a sense have you fearful, you know, and it's a lot of uncertainty because you don't know what is to occur. I'm hoping that everything runs smoothly, but hey, I'm not going to be naive and act like everything is just going to be perfect. But that's where we at. That's what's been going on for the last 14 days. Oh, well, we'll stay tuned to the next episode. But on a different note, so today I was listening to that Ariana Grande CD album, Positions. I didn't think this would be something that I ever would say, but I would say that is probably one of the best albums I have ever heard. I mean, I was trying to listen to that Jasmine Sullivan Hotels. It's all right, but it's not like her Silver Lining. Oh, no. Is that not a Silver Lining? Is that Masterpiece? I think that's a Masterpiece. Is that a Masterpiece album? I'm not sure, but that last album she had, that album was fire. This one in particular, I think I would like it if her and Issa Rae did a visualization of it, a visual album. I think that would be really dope because I think I'm going to be able to actually see the storyline or the concept of a lot of those songs. Because right now, I ain't really feeling it. But, yeah. Well, guys, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. It is Martin Luther King weekend. And I hope you guys do something in remembrance of him. I hope you guys spread love, spread positivity, and spread light. Two fingers to the wind, and I'm out.